This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. The city of Aurora has asked a federal court to toss a wrongful death lawsuit from Elijah McClain's family. Here's Denverite's Esteban Hernandez.
The city this week filed a motion to dismiss a lawsuit filed by the family of Elijah McClain in federal court. McClain died last year after an encounter with Aurora police and paramedics. The lawsuit alleges the city, as well as the responding police and paramedics, were responsible for his death. In its motion to toss the case, the city alleges the lawsuit does not support the claim that the city failed to properly train and supervise its officers and paramedics. I'm Esteban Hernandez, Denverite.
A new state report finds that school districts still don't have what they need during the pandemic. Vignesh Ramachandran reports.
The report confirms what Colorado teachers have been saying for months. Schools are struggling with staffing, there aren't enough substitute teachers, and educators are worried young students are losing out on learning reading and math. Jennifer Stedrin is with the nonprofit Early Milestones Colorado. She says there's more lost in remote learning than just teaching the ABCs.
We can't forget that the social-emotional development is absolutely key to everything else.
The report also found fewer students now are lacking technology access, but reliable internet is still an issue across some rural communities. For CPR News, I'm Vignesh Ramachandran.
Colorado's largest ever wildfire is now 100% contained. The Cameron Peak Fire near Fort Collins started in August and grew to almost 209,000 acres. This is CPR News.